Welcome back, everybody, to day three of our business and breathwork boot camp. Are you guys ready? Because today we are going to be talking all about receiving guidance on aligned action. So yesterday we talked all about the energetic makeover, how you can do this yourself, how to use it with your clients, and how ultimately, when we are stepping into our next level of business and leadership, finances, well-being, whatever it might be, that first and foremost, we have to change how we see ourselves. And through how we change, or through how we see ourselves, shifting the action and how we show up shifts as well. So first day, you casted your vision, you decided and aligned yourself with what is going to be your reality for the rest of these 3 months. Then we got clear on what was required of you to believe, feel, and act and think in order to create that. And today is all about how to start creating momentum through your action and receive the inspired and intuitive guidance aligned with the desired reality that you want to create. And there's an exercise for you today. I'm so excited for you to go into this exercise because to me, so much of what holds us back from taking action is the fear that we might feel, resistance, excuses, poor behavior of the past that has led us to maybe not trust ourselves. And in the exercise for today, it's all about releasing that fear to take heart led action today and find that clarity and find that guidance on what aligned action really looks like for you. The reason this is so important is that there are so many different strategies, so many different actions to take. If you wanted to, you could work literally around the clock, doing, just constantly moving, constantly taking action. But is that necessarily going to be the way for you to attract the success that you desire? Or maybe it does attract success, but it's not in the way that you desire. And I see so often, because I work with a lot of women that are already making multiple six figures, seven figures, eight figures a year. And they tell me, you know, Ava, I have this success. I have the business. Things are going really well, but I have to sacrifice so much. I feel like I can't be the mother that I want to be. I feel like I can't be the partner that I want to be. I feel like I'm living this life of I can choose the business success, but I can't choose to also have the lifestyle and the personal life that I desire. And I just simply don't operate in that way. For those of you that have been in my world for a while, you know that I live by the motto, you get to have it all. And so part of today's exercise is really tuning into what is aligned and right for me, what is coming from the heart rather than just the mind, so that the action that I'm taking doesn't have to be constant. I don't have to be constantly working, but it's really impactful. It's really potent. It's really magnetic and amplified action that I'm taking because it stems from the heart. Something that I think is really cool, and some of you might know this already, but the heart is, oh gosh, I want to say 5,000 times more magnetic than the head alone. And the heart has enough energy, has a high enough frequency to light up a small city. And so if you are taking action from the heart, that action is going to be so much more powerful than just taking action from the head alone. And so many people, when they start their business, are only taking action from the head. They're only looking at what other people are doing and just moving mindlessly through these different action steps, piling way more onto their plate than necessary. And what I find with so many of my clients is when they stop only acting from the head, and I'm not saying remove the head from the equation altogether because your mind is so powerful as well too, but when you find that intersection where the head meets the heart and the heart is leading and the head executes on what the heart guides you into doing, then you don't have to do as much in order to receive more than you ever thought possible. So much of my daily strategy comes down to the time that I spend in stillness in the morning. So I'll wake up in the morning, I'll sit down, I'll do breath work and move from breath work into my meditation practice. And in my meditation practice, I just simply ask, how can I be of service? How can I be of service to this offer that I'm selling? How can I be of service to the new client that I want to attract? How can I be of service to the goal that I have for my finances for the rest of the year? And in the heart, I see what comes up. And what I mean by in the heart is just I simply listen to the messages that are coming from the body and not coming from forcing my mind to figure something out. So for many of you, that's connecting to your intuition. For some, it might resonate as connecting to your higher self. And in the practice today, I'm going to have you drop into your heart, feel the heart, so that you're connecting and creating this channel between your head and your heart so that you can hear more clearly after you've removed the noise with breathwork and with meditation. And you can start to, through repetition, gain confidence in the messages that you receive. So it's really important as you're doing today's practice that any messages that you receive, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense, that you follow through with it. For some of you, that might mean you're taking a stretchy action. You're making a bigger move than ever before. For others, it might be something that's like, ooh, that's an edge. Or for some of you, it might be as simple as like, go to the coffee shop and work out of the coffee shop today. We don't have to know exactly why we're being guided to do what we do. We have to trust that we have this connection in our heart to this intelligence that is literally creating everything in the universe. And we have our own personal connection to it. And our heart is the speaker of that connection. And doesn't that feel good to know, like, I have my own personal connection to the intelligence of the universe? To me, I'm like, hell yeah. That feels so freaking good. And for all of us, it's just up to us to trust that, right? And so I talk about this a lot, but oftentimes that means like you're going to act in faith a lot in the beginning until you start creating the proof. You're going to act in faith a lot in the beginning. And if you don't typically act in faith and your standard is I act once I see it or I act once I have full certainty, then this is going to be a new edge for you. But I promise this will change your life and it will change your business forever. So again, it's up to you to not just receive the guidance, but to take action on the guidance as well. So your challenge for today is to take action on whatever comes up for you during the practice. Once you take action, or while you're taking action, whatever feels most authentic and genuine and inspired to you, I want you to do a behind the scenes tag and tag me at Ava Johanna on your Instagram stories. You will be entered into today's giveaway, but you will also be entered into our Big Mama giveaway, which, as a reminder, is a month of private mentorship with me. So big. So some examples of what this might look like is setting your phone on time lapse, taking action when you're sending the email or posting on Instagram, whatever it might be, and posting it to your Instagram stories, tagging at Ava Johanna to enter. And what I want you to do inside of the workbook is just write out whatever guidance came up for you, whatever action came up for you, so that you have clarity on what steps to take. And again, you don't need to know exactly why, because you are being shown the how and the what. You also don't need to have steps A through Z. Oftentimes, we just get step one, we just get step A, and then once we take action on that, more steps are revealed. So can you trust yourself to take one step at a time, knowing that the rest will be revealed, and what you're responsible of doing is listening to the guidance, taking action as the guidance comes up, keeping the momentum going by continuously moving, but again, having those daily check-ins, those daily moments of stillness where you're working with your breath and working with the meditation from today to get clear on what is aligned action and not just busy movement. All right. So make sure to jump into the Voxer channel because I've got more to share. I'm going to share with you even my practice for taking aligned action so you can see how I'm doing it in real time. But make sure again to do the challenge today. Tag me on your Instagram stories after you take action on whatever comes up for you during the practice. At Ava Johanna is my Instagram, and I am so excited to see what action y'all take.